welcome to our show. The show is called Let's Create a Better World, and the second theme is healthy aging. But we do a lot of different things. My name is Bobby Elias, and we're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to give you a phone number for those that are new or aren't near their laptop computer or don't have one. They can call this number and hear the show, or they can hear any show on Progressive Radio Network, the station that is the fastest growing station anywhere. The number to call to hear this show, and I'll repeat this at the end, area 619-550-0869. You like that song? We Are the World. What a great song. I'm going to get another song called We Shall Overcome by Joan Baez from the 60s. And that was used for civil rights work. We want to put together the best of the best in the way of music and the way of guest information. We want to give you the newest and best information. I want to apologize for the phone. I'm on the run all the time. I'm on my cell phone most of the time, but I'm going to alleviate that. I'm going to fix that up and get either a better cell phone or be in a place where you can hear me much better, a studio or another idea that we have to fix that up. So bear with us. Now, some announcements before I have our guests. Our two guests will be Barbara Sherman, an 80-year-old young person, lady is going to talk about healthy aging and more. She's got a great book on lots of great things. Jerry Noe will be in L.A. to show a new film in September in Los Angeles. That's where I'm at. Another guest we're going to have today is Frank Tortorici, a great young health activist who is cured himself from a deadly disease and then went on to become a great, great health guy. He's spoken at some of our meetings and he works with us. Great, great guy. All right. Next show is coming up. 3 weeks from today, the 31st of August, we're going to have Dr. Neil Barnard, who is very famous for his health work, for his books and information on, he runs a physician's group on health, and he's going to talk about being a vegan and the health benefits of being a vegetarian and or better yet, a vegan. That's August the 31st, Dr. Neil Barnard. Also, we're going to have very soon a little information about the civil rights 50-year anniversary of when Dr. Martin Luther King went to Washington, 1963 in August. That's going to be coming up. A little information about that on the show. Then, the next few weeks, we're going to have shows on a number of subjects. Erectile dysfunction, the newest things on that. Geometrically engineered foods. We're going to talk about that. The protests going on around the world, especially in Brazil. We're going to come on with this great, the number one expert on that, in that area. Talk about what's going on, protests. Secondly, then we're going to have more body, mind, spirit information. We're not just about health and aging. We're also, and we're into the arts, exercise, yoga, dance, stretching. Also, we have many more solutions in as far as making this a better world. Going to get into that. We're going to have some astrology, some psychic work, and also one more last announcement before we have our speakers. We're having a Gary Noe meeting in Southern California. Our group is the best of the Gary Noe health support groups in the country. It's in the Southern California area. I run the meetings, and we have a meeting approximately once a month. The next meeting will be Sunday, August the 25th, at the Gateway Healing Center. It'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to have Dr. Sarah Larson. If those of you who heard the show last week, she and I went over the whole thing on healthy aging. We went from A to Z, and we both gave comments and information on that. You can check that show on the archives. You can check all of our shows in the archives. All right, let's get to our guests. And before I do that, one more thing. iTunes. If you like our show, rate us on the iTunes. As I said, you get us on archives also. Okay, and I will give my information at the end of the show, so you can give me your ideas and thoughts on the show. All right, our first guest, Barbara Sherritt, 80 years young. She's written a beautiful book. She learned from all the masters in reading, and now she's her own master in healthy aging and every form of health. I'm so happy to have her on. Barbara, welcome, and thank you for coming to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me. I'm so glad to be able to share the information that I have.
Good, good. All right, let's start with a little more information about you, and then we can get into the aging.
Okay, I've been into health research since 1961, and what I've learned, which I think people should be aware of, and it is surfacing now, that a lot of the information that we have received is coming directly from the food industries, and even the doctors are getting information and standards that have been set up by the food industries about the foods that we're supposed to eat. Now, I became totally aware that this was going on, and I asked for guidance, and I said, please guide me, and I was told to close down my center on a paying basis and do free consultations in order to learn how unique every single person was. No two people are alike, and the foods that are good for you may not be good for even your own brother. And so anyway, I did this, and I found out a man came to me, and it was kind of interesting because he was very sick, and he said he went for a cytotoxic blood test, and they told him that he could only handle 9 different foods. That was all he could eat. And so he didn't tell me about going to have this test done until I did a test for him myself, asking for guidance psychically. So psychically, I gave him 9 foods, and 8 of the foods were identical to the foods that he had received from the blood work. So he found out that in order to heal and get better, he can only stick for 9 foods. We're told that we have a variety of foods, and it isn't true. I have maybe perhaps 20 foods that I can handle. I don't eat more. I don't eat all kinds of foods. And the other thing is that's very important as a vegetarian, we're being told that, you know, like the greens, they're very important, and I have them all the time. But fruit is extremely important, and we're not eating enough fruit. I'm eating at least 2.5 pounds of fruit a day. There are some people that say we're supposed to eat 5 pounds of fruit a day, but I think that's a little bit much. And we've been scared off the fruit because of the problem that we have with our body from eating too many of the grains. And the grains have set us up for diabetes. So then, therefore, we can't handle the fruit that our bodies were designed to handle. And everybody is biochemically unique. We're supposed to be eating more fruit. If you can't handle fruit, it's because your body has been thrown out of balance by eating too many grains. So I want people to be aware that they might have to work up to the amount of fruit that they eat, but fruit is a perfect food for the human body. Now, everybody has biochemically perfect fruit. Mine happens to be bananas. I love bananas, and I have at least a pound of bananas every single day. Now, my granddaughter can't tolerate bananas, and her fruit happens to be apples. And I have other friends of mine that can't handle bananas at all. So everybody is unique, and if you can't handle a certain fruit, doesn't mean that all fruit is bad for you. You have to find out the fruit that is really good for your specific body. And if you eat enough of the right fruit, you're going to have a lot of energy, because I know that I've done 4 marathons, and before I've done the marathons, I'd had 2 pounds of fruit, and the first marathon I ever did, I ran 4 hours and 25 minutes on 2 pounds of fruit. I felt like I was flying, you know, like my feet weren't going to touch the ground from the fruit that I was eating. I had a lot of energy, and people are afraid of fruit, and actually it's a perfect food. I don't know about you, Bobby, whether you like fruit or not, or which food.
Yes, I do.
You eat much fruit.
Yes, I do. And let me get to the next subject, too. I eat a lot of fruit. I like everything you're saying. And what you're saying, in essence, is for people is to listen to their body. Everybody's a little different. And we're, at the end of the show, we're going to give your information so people can reach you if they want more information on that. They can also reach me. We'll get in that. Let's get to the next subject, Barbara, and move crisply here. Aging. You are 80 years young. You're a ball of fire. You've got so much energy and vitality, and your brain is functioning at 100%. I am really, really, I marvel at you, Barbara. You're a wonder, and you're going to keep going for quite a while. I know that. Here's what I want to ask you. Tell us about aging healthy, about people you know, and about yourself, and about what you know to help our listeners know how they can live to be long.
Well, positive attitude is extremely important because I've seen people in my own family that live to 99, and they're not particularly into natural food, but it's their attitude, positive attitude, positive thinking, happy. You have to be happy, and the thing is, I think that's very important, is singing. I think people should sing more, and I think that singing, when you sing, and I sing every single day, I might go through the day and sing 2 or 3 hours. And I think that it lifts your spirits when you sing. And I go back, and this is, I go back to when I'm 8 and 9 years old, and I'm sitting there listening to the hit shows like Oklahoma at that time back in the 40s, and I memorized a lot of the words to the hit shows. And I think it's important to memorize because you keep your mind going and remember, you know, the memory is very important. And it does help an awful lot when you sing. I'm telling people to do things that I know that I do that make me feel great. The other thing is I said that if you eat right, your voice is going to get better. And I went to Chiyo Men's Prison to speak to the men there about nutrition, and it was the best class I ever taught. And one of the things I said to the men there were that if they ate the foods that were right for their body, their voices would improve. So they asked me to demonstrate, and I had never sang in front of a group before, and they asked me to sing, and I sang a song for them because it was really a remarkable experience. I never had people ask me so many perceptive questions, and here are young men that have been in trouble, that were in prison, that wanted to learn about health. And it's very important to not just to lift your spirits by singing and concentrating and learning. Oh, every single day, read. Every single day, learn something more. I think you have to keep your mind involved. And people will say, well, you know, how good it is to do crossword puzzles. Now, I don't do crossword puzzles because I'm always reading. And I think that learning and exercising the brain is very important.
Yes, and you know, Barbara, let me add to that, and I want your thoughts on, and we got to move quickly here, about your meditation. A deep breathing is really that brings oxygen into your brain. Can you tell us about that and other things?
Oh, every single day, get out there and walk. And walk at a fast pace. So I see a lot of people, they're out walking, but they don't realize they're not getting any benefit because they're not moving fast enough. And I do a 13-minute mile, that which is fairly good. And I'm trying to bring it down, you know, to do a faster mile because your breathing really sets in when you do a faster pace. And it's very important that you get, you know, do this deep breathing that you're talking about.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Give us some final thoughts first and also your contact information, how people can reach you. When you give us the contact, please give us brief slowly so people can get it. If they're
okay.
All right?
I think it's very important that you have a connection with your source. And I'm not into organized religion at all, but I'm into a creator that made all human beings. And I believe the creator made us so that he could love us. And I think that love is extremely important.
And
when you go to sleep at night, and this is what I do, I put my arms around myself and I say, I love you, because the creator's energy is what is keeping us all alive. And when you say, I love you, and you put your arms around, close your arms, you feel this energy that charges your body. And if you don't charge your body into the source, you're not going to have the life force that's going to sustain you and give you marvelous energy.
Barbara, you're great. You're coming up with things that most people don't talk about, things that you've learned on your own, and you have a unique way of staying young, and all that what you just said, the love is the most important word in the whole world, and we've talked about this on this show. Okay, well, give us your contact and how people can reach you.
Okay, my email is Barbara Charis, BarbaraCharis, one word, at gmail.com. I also have a phone number, 818-762-5883. And if you have any questions, I'm delighted to give you help, because I believe that we're here to change the world and help each other. And I'm not doing this because, I'm 80, and I'm not doing this because I'm trying to, make a buck. I feel that each one of us can do something that will change the world, and Bobby is trying to do his share at making people wake up and work together and contribute to making the world a better place.
That's right. And one of these times, Barbara, I want you and I to talk about that on this show, about how we can make this world a better place, what we need to do, and I've only got a minute left here, but what we're going to talk about, and I want your thoughts eventually, not today, but about the ways we can make this a better world. With social media network, our next guest is going to talk about a little bit about that, but be an activist, go to organizations, learn, talk, hear shows like this and like Gary Knowles' show, and get out there and meet people and do things, and let's get our leaders to negotiate instead of fighting each other. Anyway, those are all ideas that we can get. But as you said earlier when I talked to you off the radio show, health, getting our bodies and our minds together is a start, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts with you. You know, remember the 100th monkey? When you raise the consciousness of enough people, it's going to affect the whole group.
Yes, absolutely. Barbara, listen, thank you very much for coming on. We'll have you on again. And as you heard, I'm having another meeting coming up soon. I'd like to get a meeting in your area, as we had one. We had, 46 people show up in the Valley, the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles area recently. And we're expanding our meetings all over the place, and so we can teach people and help people. And we want to get this radio show out to more people. But thank you very much, Barbara. You are wonderful.
You're beautiful, Bobby, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Cancer Control Convention.
Absolutely. I'll announce that in a minute. Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye,
Dan. Speaking of that, we're having a big thing in a few weeks. The Cancer Control Convention is not just about cancer. It's about overall health. It's one of the best health shows anywhere. And it's going to be Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd. It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel by Universal Studios that's in the North Hollywood area, Studio City. And it's going to be, those 3 days, it's going to be a wonderful show. So if you want more information on that, call me, and we're also going to have a guest, one of the people involved with the show, in the next week or two to discuss that. All right, this is Bobby Elias. This show is called Let's Create a Better World, and we're also talking, our second major theme is healthy aging, really getting into health. The station here, Progressive Radio Network, is going to have a whole show on aging, and I may be the one to do that show. I'd like to, I want to. It'll be an hour-long show to really get into aging and all the be into it. Last week I had a show with Dr. Sarah Larson, who's going to be a co-host with me, not only on this show, but if you do that aging show, she'll definitely be there. She's all around, great, great doctor and health professional. So a lot of good things coming up. We will have Dr. Neil Barnard on with the Physicians Organization to talk about being a vegetarian or vegan and all the benefits of it. All right, we're going to get into our next guest. And a second, let me just give you my information to reach me. And don't forget, you can rate this show on iTunes. My name is Bobby Elias, and my phone number, for those who want to call me, is area 323-770-1925. And you can reach me on my email address, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, 3 B's as in boy, Elias, E-L-I-A-S, the number 7, digit 7, at yahoo.com. All right, our next guest, his name is Frank Cotterici. He is a wonderful young man in his middle 30s who's on his way to being a great, great health leader in this country, in this world, in my opinion. I really thought highly of him when I met him, and the guy is so knowledgeable about so many different aspects of health. And he's going to tell his story briefly, and we're going to get into more things about health for the next 20 minutes. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bobby. It's a pleasure to be here.
The first thing is, could you please tell us how you overcame the disease you had, and tell us about that in a few minutes' time, please.
Well, yeah, an abbreviated version of it all. I was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome when I was about 8 years old. And as a kid growing up, I definitely grew up very hopeless as to finding a way to minimize my symptoms. Went to medical doctor after medical doctor, had trial runs with different types of medications. But even as a kid, I feel like I knew intuitively that wasn't the route to go because I just felt like crap on the medications. So fast forward to, through a lot of years of suffering with it, and back in June of 2000, I really hit what I call my rock bottom with it all, and I decided that I had to make a drastic change immediately. So I started researching ways to treat Tourette holistically, and I started coming across a lot of information from medical doctors that I hadn't had the opportunity to meet at that time, but just finding a strong link between food allergies, gluten allergies, cleansing the body, cutting out preservatives and additives, and I just started my journey there with a gluten-free diet. I maintained that for about 2 weeks, and the results were pretty amazing as to how I felt. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, I put gluten back in, and my body just spoke volumes to me as to how I felt with headache, black rings under the eyes, mucus, lethargic, all those fun things that you don't want to experience. So from there, I ventured off into I always maintained the gluten-free aspect of it, but then started playing with vegetarian foods and vegan and raw vegan foods, and just started mixing all of that into my daily lifestyle, cleansing, colon hydrotherapy, different types of herbs to kill yeast and parasites, whole gamut of things. But needless to say, again, June of 2000 is when I started this, and here I am. I just turned 35 last month. And I think it's safe to say that my Tourette symptoms pretty much, I think, are down to, like, I don't know, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst, probably at, like, a 1 to a 2 on bad days, maybe a 3. So it's been a major blessing in disguise. When I was diagnosed as a kid, it seemed like a death sentence to me. But little did I know it was my golden bridge to wellness and to doing what I'm doing today in the present moment, which is trying to educate one person at a time with my story. And I'm a certified fitness trainer as well, so I work with clients on a daily basis. So it's just an amazing process and an amazing journey that's taken me to this place, to the present moment.
Frank, you're a trainer. I want to talk about that briefly, about how and what you can tell our listeners about how they should move the body, the exercise to do, to go see a trainer. Let's talk about that, please.
Well, I think so many people, it's hard for people to discipline themselves just with changing their eating habits. And once they make a few changes with eating habits, they stay stagnant at that one particular place. But I always use give people the example of, when you're a child, you can fall off of a bike and pretty much laugh at it and keep going about your day and not feel an ounce of soreness from that fall. But as we get older, something like that happened, we would deal with, you know, a longer period of time of bruising and soreness. And really, at the end of the day, what I try to get people to remember is as the years go on, the less active we become. We get consumed with our jobs, with our families, with day-to-day stuff. And we just simply don't move our body around and get blood flowing, get oxygen in the blood, drain the lymphatic system through moving the body, leaning out the body from, you know, gaining muscle mass to bringing down body fat. So working out, any form of exercise, is an amazing tool for anyone to achieve physical health and mental health and spiritual health as well. So what I do with my clients is I take it as an approach more through functional fitness, which is, you know, I have a lot of clients where I have their bodies move in where they would move in real situations in life. What I mean by that is there's a difference between a bodybuilding trainer and a functional fitness trainer. And I do incorporate both. Problem is, most trainers out there, they're just doing the body sculpting approach, which is just toning the muscle. But what I try to get people doing is working every muscle in the body as much as possible. That way, when a situation arrives in their life where they have to use every muscle in their body, or they're playing a sport with friends, or going bike riding, or running, or anything, or hiking, they're able to perform better and not just look good. And that's the main thing. I try to get people to function and look good at the same time and feel good. Just looking good only gives you a certain amount of reward after a long period of time. But actually being able to function well and look good adds a whole new level of happiness and well-being to the client.
Frank, I wanted to ask you about alkaline water, just water in general. What's going on with that? Your thoughts on how and why people should drink good water?
I think, well, you know, let's face it, the body's made up of, what, 85% water, so the type of quality of water that you're putting in your body is crucial. There's a lot of different types of bottled waters out there. I'm very against drinking any of those bottled waters because of the plastic factor. And then, you know, the theory of a lot of these bottled waters maintaining the alkalinity sitting on a shelf is questionable. So I personally have an alkaline water machine in my house, and I fill up a big glass jug every day and drink that. And I think the overall benefit of drinking the alkaline water is when you live in a major city or you live in a suburb and you have a hustle and bustle lifestyle of work and family, you're always on the go, you're going to meetings, you're not eating enough, you're not breathing enough and relaxing your body. So what happens is your blood becomes acidic. And from through all of my years of research, what I've learned is that all disease likes to thrive in an acidic body. So the more we can get our bodies alkaline, the more greater chances we have of minimizing types of diseases and ailments that would drive us to a doctor and popping pills for different types of ailments. So incorporating the alkaline water is a great thing for somebody to drink a good quality of water. And that alkaline water, I believe, helps to shift the taste buds of individuals because it is converting the blood from acid to alkaline. So like attracts like in the human body. The more alkaline foods and water you put in your body, the more alkaline foods you're going to crave in the end. So it's an interesting challenge I always give the clients. I have them print up an acid alkaline chart, pick foods from that, drink alkaline water, and that 1 to 2 day a week cheat meal that they crave all the time now diminishes to close to nothing because now they're just craving the right foods, the alkaline foods that their body is becoming more accustomed to as being normal for themselves.
Frank, we're speaking to Frank Tortorici, a health advocate who healed himself from major diseases, and also his father went through a sickness, and I know he worked with, they got involved with lots of health people, including Dr. Gary Null, the owner of this radio station, Progressive Radio Network. Frank, we talked briefly at the beginning. We didn't have a chance to talk much because we were both so busy running around, but think of another subject you can talk about for a few minutes right now, and I want to also let people know that this show is on every week. We're going to get more and more into health and aging. We're also talking about let's create a better world, and in the last 10 minutes of the show, I'm going to talk about cell phones. I'm going to talk about sleeping better, about getting back to nature, about a show we're going to have up soon. about erectile dysfunction, and we're going to talk about love, and just finding your way to health with all these things. So, and I have some reports to read to you over the last few minutes of this show. But Frank, we got to wind the show down in about 5 minutes. Give us some more final thoughts of more subjects that you really work on, and you can give our listeners some more insight.
Sure. Well, basically, I think the golden thing that I try to give to people is not only am I a wellness coach and a fitness trainer, but I'm also a certified functional diagnostic nutritionist, and it's a certification that I took that was a course written from a guy by the name of Reed Davis, and it was accompanied by several doctors, naturopath doctors and medical doctors, and basically in a nutshell is it drives home the importance of understanding stressors in one's life. What I'm certified in doing is interpreting lab results of cortisol panels, hormone panels, liver function. So basically when I look at the test results, I give the client an interpretation, a wellness interpretation, as to things they could do to minimize the stress in their life, help revamp and rejuvenate the hormone levels, all by means of holistic practices of foods, of herbs, and of exercise and rest formulas. So when we're talking anti-aging, we're talking hormones and balancing and restoring the hormones and keeping the human body at a place of balance. The more stress that we're under, the more toxicity that we expose our bodies to. I mean, let's face it, we can't live in a bubble, so we're constantly being exposed to outside stressors that are attacking our body, throwing off the balance of the human body. But the things that we put in our body, we are well aware and well in control of. So the more that we can take inventory of the things that we put in our body and on our body is crucial to minimizing the stressors that attack our body. So if we keep our body at a place of wellness and of peace and of vitality through the right foods, diet, rest, and exercise, the greater the chances we have of aging more gracefully. The more stress we put our body under, the more taxing our endocrine system becomes, the more we tax our adrenal glands. If we tax our adrenal glands and they start becoming depleted, then all of our hormones start becoming depleted. So it's a real interesting domino effect that takes place in the human body. But again, this is a lot of stuff that we don't have the time to go into. So if anyone that sounds interesting to you, please feel free to contact me through my website, which is www.franktortorici.com. That's T as in Thomas, O, R as in Robert, T-O-R again, I-C-I, T-O-R-T-O-R-I-C-I, franktortorici.com. I'll be more than happy to explain it to whoever else, you want to hear more about it. And if there's anything else I can do to help you to further the process of getting your health back into your own hands, it is my duty here as a human being to do that.
Frank, we've got a couple more minutes. Thanks for all that. This is great. And I want to definitely have you come to one of our next meetings. We've already talked about it, our Gary Nell Health Support meetings, which you've been to before, and you've spoken well, and people like what you had to say. I know you had a little booklet you were giving out there, and I know you've got a lot of plans for the future, and I just encourage you, and I'm there to help you any way I can, not only the radio show, but the meetings, but just to be a friend. You're also, tell us about, because the name of the show is called Let's Create a Better World, and one of the major thoughts I have on changing the whole focus of the world would be the social media networking. Give me a little thoughts on how, and we got about 2-3 minutes, how we can, one of the steps you would do if you had a say, and I know you will, on how we can get more people involved in better health, better peace and harmony and making this a better world by using social media network. Give us your thoughts.
I think, I see it on the social media sites. The people are hungry for this information. People are losing faith in conventional foods and conventional supplements and conventional ways of treating themselves and gaining energy and feeling better. So I personally see the hunger growing at a rapid rate. And I think that it's through social media, it's not about changing the world. It's just about sparking this conversation one person at a time. There's a great poet, philosopher that I always admired, and his quote was, "I don't plan on changing the world, but I plan on sparking the brain cells of those that will." And I think that's something that we all have to keep in mind in this movement, that we're not changing the world, we're not trying to change a system, what we're trying to do is create a platform to give people this information and different types of supplements. And, you know, people should have access to this stuff like they do fast food and liquor and candy. So that's really the be-all, end-all result for me of using social media and how I see social media changing the landscape of health and wellness. It's creating a desire for this information, and it's also giving people the platforms to have have the public access their vital supplements and information and helping people. I mean, we are in a free country the last time I checked, so we should have the option to choose, you know, food-based supplements to synthetic supplements. We should have the option to organic non-GMO foods to GMO foods. It's all a choice. There are people that look at me and think I'm crazy, and that's fine, and I bless them for wherever they're at in their life. But at the end of the day, we should have the options. We shouldn't only be given one choice towards our road, towards what we want to put in our body. So that's the most exciting thing that I see with social media. It's creating these platforms for people to actually have choices now.
Wow, that's super. Yeah, for our listeners' sake, I'm going to be meeting with Frank in the next few days, and we're going to talk about social media network and how he can help not only the show, but myself and our Gary Noll meeting. Yes, and right, because you've got a lot of expertise in that area, and that's what we need. And if we all help each other, like Frank and I are doing, we can make this a better world. We can make more peace. We can have more people get healthy. And from what as one of our great speakers said on the recent show, is if we get our mind healthy and our body healthy, we can be better people, and there'll be more harmony, peace, and love, as opposed to what we have among our world leaders right now, which is hate, ugliness, violence, killing, and big egos. So we can change this. Frank, you're wonderful. What great insight. And I'm anxious to have you on again at future meetings and future radio shows. All right, I'm going to get to the next segment of the show. Let me remind you, I'm Bobby Elias. The name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. And our second theme is Healthy Aging. And I'm going to have a co-host with me when we talk about the aging, which is Dr. Sarah Larson. She's going to be the main speaker at our next Gary Noll Health Support meeting coming up this coming, 2 weeks and 1 day from now, on Sunday, August 25th, at the Gateway. It's a healing center, and she has an office upstairs in that building. And downstairs is a big room. We're going to have a big meeting there. We'll have some food outside on a donation basis. And Dr. Sarah Larson is going to speak on aging and a number of things. She's going to take questions and answers. This woman is amazing, one of the great, great health doctors of our time. I'm really impressed by her, and I'm just so happy to have her on as a co-host. If you want to hear a great show, last week she and I went back and forth on a lot of issues having to do with body, mind, spirit, and how to live longer, and all the things we need to do to stay healthy and live longer. That show was last Saturday, August 3rd. You can hear that show on the archives of this station, Progressive Radio Network. And for those of you that don't know, getting on the show is PRN. It stands for Progressive Radio Network, .fm, as in Frank and Mary. PRN.fm, and scroll to live audio. You can hear the show is on, or you can scroll down the name of my show, which is Let's Create a Better World. It's not my show, it's our show. All right, and we're on every Saturday, 2 p.m., as you know. Here's some more announcements, and I'll give announcements at the end. Let me get into a couple of subjects that are important. Cell phone. Do cell phones cause brain tumors? Yes, they do, and many more health problems. Americans use cell phones, and worldwide they're being used all over, and 1.5 billion cell phones are constantly sending their harmful frequencies through the airwaves. Electromagnetic fields, EMF, is a measure of radiation that comes from a cell phone. It comes from cordless phones, computers, hair dryers, microwave ovens, automobiles, and the air we breathe, and all the electrical announcements, appliances. Cell phones emit the same form of radiation as microwave ovens. More statistics on all this. Brain tumors are the number one leading cause of solid tumor cancer death in children under the age of 10. You must understand that children's brains are much smaller than adults, and it's so easy for this radiation to go right straight to their brain by using the phone. So what's the answer? The answer is get a harmonizer, a shield, a little thing you can put on your phone. And we're going to have a speaker speak on that in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to have information on that at a health show coming up soon, and we'll have lots of information on that. And we're going to get on our website, too. It's so important. Brain tumors are the second leading cause of cancer death in male adults aged 20 to 29. More stats. Brain tumors are the fifth leading cause of cancer death in females aged 20 to 29. People of that age seem to use the phone a lot more, and they stay on longer, they text, they got that phone in front of them, and they don't know about most people do not know all these things we're talking about, how bad these cell phones are. Senator Ted Kennedy died of brain cancer. Well, guess what? He was using a cell phone all the time. The attorney that represented O.J. Simpson, a great attorney, Johnny Cochran, he died in his 60s, using that cell phone too much and brain damage. You must protect yourself. All right, next issue. Let's talk about genetically engineered foods and what are they. Here's some real facts from the GMO information that we get from the best sources. As geometrically modified organisms, often called geometrically engineered, GE, the correct scientific term is transgenics. This is a process whereby the genes of one species are inherited and certainly inserted into another species. This term does not include hybrids, selective breeding, grafting, or MAS, which stands for marker-assisted selection. More about GMOs. Why do we want GMOs labeled? The main reason is we want them labeled so that we can see and we have enough independent information and data, because they are causing major health risks. And we have a campaign going in this country, and little by little we're going to win a lot of the major states, the whole country. There are 60 countries around the world that are already making sure that geometrically engineered foods are labeled, which is a big, big minus in the hands of Monsanto and Dow Chemical, who are behind the push. I mean, California, we lost by just barely, and we only had a few million dollars. They had $60 million plus, and they put on lies on radio, and the geometrically engineered people are terrible. So make sure you be careful what you eat, because 85% of all the foods in the markets are geometrically engineered. You want to eat foods that are organic, geometrically engineered, GMO-free, and you want more vegetables, more fruits. Make sure they're organic. Get them from the farmers' markets. They're the best and the healthiest ones of all. Okay, so let's get into our next few weeks of shows. 3 weeks from now, we're going to have Dr. Neil Barnard, who's going to a great, great physician with scientific information on why being a vegan and a vegetarian is better. Now, one more thing here about eating the foods from the four major groups. This has not come from the FDA. It has not come from the government. This is a better way of living that is living without the horrible things such as meat and others, dairy products and stuff. Okay, number one, veggies. Should be about 40-50% of your food intake. Eat a variety of colors throughout the weeks. Examples are lettuce, tomato, kale, celery, carrots, avocados, bell peppers, chili peppers, collards, cucumbers, beets, green beans, eggplant, mushrooms, bok choy, cabbage, zucchini, yellow squash. And there are two ways you can get more vegetables. One is go to the farmer's market, pick up dark green leafy vegetables and juice with greens. Another way is you can buy a powder at most health stores. Gary Null has a powder called Green Stuff. I sell this at our meetings and throughout Los Angeles and Southern California. Green Stuff is so important. I have it every day. It's important to get your veggies, and you can get them through juicing, get them through powders, and you get them from the farmer's market, the best food. Those foods are number one. Number two, dark green leafy greens, as I mentioned, they have a lots of chlorophyll. They're the most nutrient-dense per calorie and the most alkaline foods on the planet. Eat lots of them. Fruits, two or three a day. Eat a variety, different colors. Try different ones every day. Grains, potatoes and yams, brown rice, oatmeal, quinoa, organic corn, cornmeal, buckwheat flour, whole multi-grain sprouted breads, and many, many more. Legumes, any type of beans, all kinds of beans. Black beans are considered great ones. Red beans, pinto beans. Make sure you eat lots of beans. My grandfather would be 108 years old in Mexico, but he ate lots of beans, lots of corn. It wasn't called organic, but he would go in the backyard, pluck some vegetables, come inside, cut them up, and we eat them within 5 or 10 minutes of the time they were plucked. How much more healthy do you want to get? All right, let's finish up the show. We've only got a few minutes left. I want to give you a way to reach me. My name is Bobby Elias, and the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. My phone number, 323-770-1925. Email address, Bobby Elias, last name E-L-I-A-S, 7, one digit, at yahoo.com. I want your ideas and your thoughts. And on the shows you want to hear, what you like or dislike about the show, I want you to be a part of this. We're having a Gary Null meeting coming up in the near future, August the 25th, Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Gateway, 2501 South Barrington Avenue in West Los Angeles. Then we're having a meeting in Long Beach, and that will be Saturday, September the 14th, probably about 5 p.m. We'll give you the information on that in the near future. It's at a place right on the main drag, which is a block from the beach in Long Beach, California. All right. In the near future, we're going to have shows on more information on cell phones, on why we and how we can sleep better, on nature, how we should get out to the trees and the birds and the forests and the rivers and the waters and the lakes, and walk. Take your shoes off and be grounded. We're going to talk about, for men, erectile dysfunction, what we can do about it. I'm going to have a guest doctor that's an expert on that. Talk about love, how love and hugging and making love and talking about love is so important. We're going to talk about alkaline water more and more. These are things to make this show good. Now, I want to make sure I'm let you know that you can rate us on iTunes. You can hear our previous shows on the archives, and I recommend listening to the August 3rd show a week ago. My doctor, Dr. Sarah Larson, and myself went back and forth on all the major issues with aging and being healthy and living longer. And this goes for everyone. Don't forget, just because you're 30 or 35, you're not young anymore. I'm sorry to say, you are young. However, age-wise, you passed the middle mark. The middle mark of a body when it's young and starting to age is 27, 28 years old. Yes, that's right. All right. My information I gave you, I'm very, very excited about this show. We're hoping and planning to have more information on aging, on health, and making this a better world. And as we said earlier, making this a better world, we can do that through social media network, as Frank pointed out on our last speaker. Through activism, going to meetings, meeting people, reading, and getting on the internet and letting more people know about it. Let your friends know about it. Pass the word out. Educate yourself. The system doesn't help us. We're not in Europe where they do more of this. Also, other ways to age gracefully is sleep more. Eat more vegetables. Eat more fruits. Juice. In the next few weeks, we'll have another whole show on juicing. Our meeting in Long Beach on September 14th is going to be about a juice expert who runs a juice shop in that area that's very popular, and she's going to speak at that meeting. And we had her on the show once, going to have her on again. I'm getting you the best guests that I can so we can make this a great, great show and keep ourselves going. Well, we've got a few minutes to kill. Let's talk more about how you can join. It's called Join the Food Revolution. It's a group called Vegan Toastmasters, and they have, you can check them out at vegantoastmasters.org. I'm in touch with them. I will have one of them on as a guest speak about what they call the Join the Food Revolution, and that is to come to our Toastmasters meeting, and they have them all over the country, I believe. I know they definitely have them in where I live in Southern California. You can go to these meetings and speak. You can hear other people speak about their issues, what they want to do to make to help people become better. These are vegan people. They're great, great people, and I'm so happy to be involved with them. And they have suggested readings called The Food Revolution, Why We Love Dogs, and about pigs and cows. In Defense of Animals, another book, Striking Us at the Roots, Slaughterhouse, Food Politics, these are all books. The Emotional Lives of Animals, Salt, Sugar, Fat, How the Food Giants Hooked Us, Pandora's Lunchbox, How Processed Food Took Over the American Meal, My Beef with Meat, Super Immunity, Food for Life, Privilege, Power, and Difference. These are all subjects we're going to have on this show. We'll have the Vegan Toastmasters come on. I'm going to one of their meetings in the near future and give a talk about the work I do, the radio show, about our Gary Null meetings, about our thoughts on being a vegan. I am so happy that Gary Null offered me this show a few months ago, and we are going to have more. Gary wants me, because I'm a Latino, to get more involved and teach the Spanish-speaking people what they can do. Two more groups that I'm putting together, not only in this Southern California, but hopefully around the country, are the Latino Gary Null Health Support Group, part Spanish, part English, and we're going to have more radio show. We had one on for a couple of months, and we're going to revise that again, bring it back. We also have the Black Gary Null Health Support Group, and we hope to have a meeting at a place called Stuff I Eat. Gary ate there. It's a vegan restaurant, African-American owned. We have a lot of things we're going to be doing. So we want your thoughts on all this. We want you to stay with us. Again, my name is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. I need your input. I need your help. I'm going to have some great shows in the near future. Please rate this show on iTunes. If you like it and if you like what we have to say, let me know what we can do to make a better show. Thank you to our producers, our Los Angeles producer, Jimmy D. Does a great, great job helping me put everything together. He's a wonderful guy. He and I both had some challenges over the past few weeks, and we haven't been able to do all the things we want to do, but we're starting to get back to normal living. Thank you, Jimmy. Also, thank Jason, the producer for Progressive Radio Network, and we're talking with Jason about doing another show on aging. Thank you to Greg, our engineer today. Thank you to our two guests, Frank Tortorici on health, and Barbara Cherish, the 80-year-old book you get about health. Thank you, everyone, and be sure to check us on latest on iTunes and come back again next week. Thank you, and signing out. Just you and me. Oh, let me hear you.